Now, my grandmother, which would be Frank II's wife, she was very instrumental in, she was a very strong woman, I'll say. She was very instrumental in the funeral home we are now occupying being built, as opposed to the original one, which was on Norwood Avenue. St. Vitus Church, which was our church, this family's church, it was right across from the original funeral home on Norwood. And when they decided they needed to build a bigger church, they bought the property on this current block that we're on. And my grandmother had the foresight to tell my grandfather, we should move where the church is moving, even though it was only 1.5 blocks away, that it would be advantageous both for us business-wise and personally to move and grow with the church. Now, Grandpa, he didn't want any part of it. Back then it was the Depression, and they were struggling just to eat. Well, they went out with my father as a young man and went out and borrowed money and ended up getting enough to buy the property and to build this funeral home. And they went to another up-come-and-start contractor, George Voinovich, who was the builder of this building, which is the former governor and senator's, his father. And it was one of his first contracts to build was this funeral home.